This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. At least five people were killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting near the area of Midland and Odessa, Texas, Saturday. Odessa's police chief, Michael Girk, said that the incident began with a traffic stop. The suspect shot a police officer and then drove off, shooting at other people. The suspect eventually hijacked a U.S. mail truck, leading police to think there could be two gunmen, but authorities now say there was only one. Officers caught up with the suspected shooter, a white male in his 30s, and shot and killed him at a movie theater complex in Odessa. Vice President Mike Pence said Saturday night that President Trump has been monitoring the incident and has been briefed.
He's closely monitoring the developments in the investigation in the mass shooting in Odessa. Our hearts go out to all the victims, families who had loved ones lose their lives.
The incident comes less than 1 month after 22 people, most of them Hispanic, were shot and killed by a lone gunman at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. Residents of the Bahamas are bracing for the impact of Hurricane Dorian, which is snaking its way westward toward the U.S. mainland. Dorian is moving west at about 13 kilometers per hour with maximum sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis warned his citizens Saturday to be ready for huge storm surges.
This surge would not be a one-time surge. It would be repeated surges coming to your shores and at your homes.
The National Hurricane Center is warning that Dorian could produce as much as 30 centimeters of rain along the southeastern United States and could cause life-threatening flash floods. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed.